T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The bet was that if Zach is still here week one, I got to dye my hair like Zach. So, again, you know, not happy with the hair, but happy I lost the bet.
So it was with Zach?
It was with Zach, yes, sir. Yeah.
Yes,
Jeff? We won't get into it. Yeah, I lost it, so I got my hair done.
He said he wouldn't be here, and he said he would be. Was that?
I was betting that he was going to get traded, because I firmly thought he was going to get traded. You know, and then, you know.
Known? Shouldn't he have you know your roster?
I think he might have known at that point, which is why I'm sitting here with this hair.
All right, we're back, Marks and Reese. So the bet was Kelsey bet he'd be traded. Ertz bet he wouldn't be traded, which is, like, what were the conversations that were going on? Was Kelsey being like, nah, they're going to trade you, man. It's cool. Don't worry about it. And Ertz was going, nah, they ain't trading me, bro.
This is one where I think Jason, mid-sentence, probably wished he hadn't have gone here with this.
Because he even tried to say, yes. No, I'm not getting into it, but then yes. He couldn't help himself.
Yeah, well, because they weren't going to stop asking.
Right.
Yeah, so, but yeah, this is, it's not, it, I mean, listen, we love him, so it's not going to be anything major, but that, I would, like you just said, I would have wondered what was that conversation like, and speculating about what the conversation was probably like, I don't know if it helps or hurts, but as I'm sitting here imagining this bet being placed, it comes off as if Zach may have wanted to be here, but I don't think that's what it was. I think it was Zach knowing that he's not going to get traded, even though he wants to get traded.
Yes.
And Jason basically saying, oh, dude,
you're going to get traded. Don't
you're
worry about
traded.
It. Yep.
You're not going to be here. You're going to get traded.
When did it happen? Was this a training camp thing? Because when did he dye the hair blonde, Ertz?
It was before camp started.
So
Kelsey said that, remember when Ertz like reported to camp and was like working out?
The couple weeks before.
Yeah. I think it was mini camp maybe, but he was actually working out at the facility, and that's when I guess they had the conversation.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
All right, so even at that point, he's like, they're not trading me, man. I'm going to be staying here. And Kelsey was saying, like, he's probably being supportive, being like, nah, man, they're going to trade you.
Yeah.
But there you go.
He's here.
Looked good, though, the blonde hair on Kelsey. It did. Didn't look bad.
Do they have to do this all year?
I'm not sure of the terms. I mean, at this point, why not?
Well, John, you used to have blonde hair, right?
I did.
So should we make a bet of our own? Like, if they win the division, are you going to get blonde hair?
I mean, yeah, sure. I don't care about that. I mean, well, my wife already hates me, so what does it matter?
She does not.
Yeah. You know, the overnight shifts that I'm doing both this weekend, I would have thought she would have been happy because it wasn't during the day. Check that.
Right. Check that.
Untrue.
Well, she likes to cuddle overnight.
No, that's also untrue. She doesn't like to get up when my kids get up during the night, like I do.
That is, yes.
Yes, that's more.
You had the night shift, and now she has the night shift.
Yes, unless it's fortunately during a break. Like one time I was last weekend, I was sent into break, and I heard Lena upstairs going, Daddy, because Daddy's the only one who gets out of bed for these kids.
So right. would you ever bring one of your daughters on the middle
on
of the
air,
night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it'd be a good interview.
Why not?
Yeah, good content.
What if Lena can't go back to sleep?
She doesn't.
Listen, all I'm saying is if I was producing your 2 to 6 a.m. shift, I would bring her on. I start playing like music in the background. You could read her a bedtime story.
Yes, that sounds like a great idea.
Sounds like content.
Absolutely, yes.
So what's the lines like? Is it pretty active that time in the morning?
Are you
just talking?
You hit a dead period about 4 a.m. Okay. is where you hit a little bit of a dead period. And then 5 o'clock, you have people that are up for the day, so it starts to get very busy.
Yeah, yeah.
So first 2 hours are good. Kind of, it was last weekend was slow between 4 and 5, and then 5 o'clock was. You're also going into an NFL first week, so people are excited to talk. So
get
it was
your coffee drinkers.
Yes,
that are up that early.
Have you ever given out the 215 number?
Have not.
Oh, what a pro!
No, because I have it written down in front of me,
right?
Where I'm looking at it every time.
What about the Twitter question?
I've not given the Twitter, but I'm not. There's a couple of Twitter people that are angry, and I look during the show because I'm more reliant on what people are saying during the show.
Yeah,
because it kind of helps you with the show in the middle of the night, and people get angry with some of my. They're not used to the takes.
Oh, that's right. You got a
national
audience.
They're not used to
they're used
the takes.
To Vince Quinn talking about aliens.
Right, right. Yes,
you're out here giving national takes.
Yeah, this is
Clemson is overrated. Ohio State's a bunch of frauds.
Well, I was calling Deshaun Watson a pervert at the very least and a criminal at best.
Oh, you ticked off the Houston people.
Yeah, I ticked off some people, that's for sure. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones. We have Lou in Denver. Hi, Lou.
Hey, what's up, guys?
By the way, I will, if they make the playoffs. No, if I make the playoffs, you guys should have to dye your hair blonde.
I will.
Well, my hair's already blonde.
No, like.
And I don't have any hair.
Yeah, you'll have to grow out a little bit of it to do it. And if they don't make the playoffs, I will dye you blonde.
Right.
Go ahead, Lou.
Blonde mustache.
I mean, you have Nick Foles on your back. What's a little dyed hair?
That's what I thought about for a second.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Well, yeah, once he went there, he can't top the Nick Foles tattoo. So, yeah, that's
exactly.
That's pretty much the highest bar we can get to.
And if I'm Andy, I'm not taking the tickets back. I'm letting my mother-in-law know how much I want to go to that game, but still giving it to her.
Ah.
You put it in, you long-term. I mean,
yeah.
It's one game, but it is a home opener, so I mean, it's.
It's a chip. It's also a chip for Andy.
Ah, so you're a forward thinker. Yeah, you're looking at the big picture. Like, okay, now I'm gonna have to cash this chip in later on somewhere.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Especially if she's a huge fan. If she's like, oh, I'd like to go, then maybe you buy her some spa ticket or something for the day and then take the tickets back. But anywho.
If nothing else, don't go there empty-handed, right?
No. You're right.
Correct.
And first, I did rewatch the game like OG Wade, and I thought the Lions stink. They had that terrible turnover at the half. They were running the ball pretty well to start the game, but I just think they're a bad team like the Falcons. I actually don't think the 49ers are a top NFC team. They're probably middle of the pack. I think one thing this game showed us last weekend is, you know, all those folks that said 5-6 wins. I mean, this team's not a bad team. The Eagles aren't going to be a bad team. Are they going to be a good team? I can't say that yet. I'm not coming down off my 9 wins yet. But if they show consistency, that's where you become a good team, consistently playing well. And, you know, they're going to have to push the ball down the field because they're not going to be able to dink and dunk because teams are going to adjust. So we'll see if Jalen Hurts can do that because he was pretty accurate on that throw to Devontae Smith. So
yep.
I'm not overreacting like some people. I'm keeping my 9 wins right now.
All right.
Oh, that's good. Now, listen, Lou, and honestly, I believe they're going to be in this game. I'm just giving you – what my gut feeling says, right? Like, that's my gut feeling. I think this is a close game. I think it's a field goal game. I really do. I think we can easily we can come away from this game feeling good about the Eagles with or without a win. You go toe-to-toe with this team. You're the young team. I mean, there are people that are picking the Niners to win the NFC West.
Yes,
some consider the best division in football. So, like, they are being picked to win their division. So it's really about the Eagles using the Niners as a measuring stick. Listen, if you come out there Sunday and you execute better and you beat them, man, you're going to have a lot more people on your bandwagon, including me, ready to say, okay, maybe we can do some things that I didn't expect them to do.
Yeah, that's a true expectation changer for a lot of people in national media. Like, and we have Mike Florio on Fridays at 4 o'clock, Pro Football Talk. Mm-hmm. I saw he wrote in Picking Games this weekend that the Eagles are better than – he said the Eagles are better than most people thought that they are.
Right.
But he's not sure if they're good enough to beat the 49ers this week. This is a true measuring stick game for the Eagles.
And I'll say this even. Go back to 17. They went out to Kansas City and lost to a tough Kansas City team in week two. And they came back and had to beat the Giants, we know, with the Jake Elliott field goal, right? And it wasn't if anybody was thinking they were 2-1 at that time. We ain't talking Super Bowl or anything like that. We're just saying, listen, we beat a bad Washington team. We lost to Andy Reid again. And we needed a last-second field goal to beat the Giants. We're 2-1.
Nobody was feeling
Nobody was talking about Super Bowl or any of that. Then they rolled off a few more wins. And I still remember it was that Carolina Thursday night win where it was like, oh, okay, short week on the road against a good football team. I think
and it was a quality win.
Carolina had just beat New England.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think they had just beat New England that Sunday in New England. And so Carolina was actually perceived at that time to be the better team. And that's why when the Eagles beat them, they jumped to the forefront, and that's when the Wentz MVP stuff started happening. So that was what, week seven, week eight?
Yeah, it was middle of the season, yep.
And to that point, they only had one loss.
Yep.
And we hadn't started talking about Super Bowl and all the other stuff
yet. But you're right. It was that was the measuring stick game where it's like, I remember my reaction was, oh, this is a good team.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was a quality win.
Yes.
You know, like Carolina had a couple chances at the end of the game. Yeah.
I remember picking them to lose that game.
Cam threw a pick, but then they got the ball back again. Mm-hmm. So the defense had to hold them twice.
Yep.
And there was never really a worry with the defense. It was like, wow, like this is a pretty good team. That's a quality win. And then they kept winning more games and more games, and it rolled from there.
Do you remember how dominant Nigel Bradham was in that game?
Yes.
Like just out of nowhere, he just decided to take over the game.
Man, it was a
I don't remember that.
Nelson had a touchdown that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ertz had one.
Ertz had a touchdown that game. Yeah. That was the game where I was like, oh, wow. We got something.
This is a good team. But
then I think they came out and smashed Denver the next game or something.
But
this is Denver or San Francisco, they beat
them. But that wasn't even – no one even thought Super Bowl at that point. You're just like, all right, this team's good. Like, it's a playoff team.
Yeah.
And it wasn't – and then once you got to the – and it was right at the Rams game where you're like, they beat the Rams. Carson
– oh, we were rolling by then, though. We had already started Super Bowl talk by then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they hadn't only lost one game. They didn't lose again until they lost to Seattle.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
They went Panthers home versus Washington. And
that was the game where the
Carson broke out.
He
escaped
Monday night, right? Yeah. And then
it was Niners Denver bye week,
right?
Niners Denver bye week.
Two bad games. I mean, two bad teams
that they beat up on.
They blew out pretty good.
Traded for Ajayi right before the Denver game.
Oh, that's right. Yes. See, we were still making moves.
Yep. All that Howie.
Yes.
All right, go back to the phones, but let me step aside for 30 seconds to tell you about BetMGM. Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with the lock of the year. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on either New York or Washington, and if any team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use bonus code MARKS200 when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. So download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use the bonus code MARKS, M-A-R-K-S, 200, to win $200 in free bets if either New York or Washington scores a touchdown.
New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help is available. Call 1-800-GAMBLER at MGM Sports in partnership with Hollywood Casino Morgantown.
All right, let's get a couple calls in here. Dominic Cherry Hill, what's up, Dom?
Yo, guys, how's it going today?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Dom?
Oh, I'm fired up, man. I really am. It's Thursday. I can't wait to watch the Giants get smoked tonight. I mean, it's a good day. It's a good day right now.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what. Howie got it wrong saying it's a quarterback factory. Man, this team's got a punter factory rolling through here, man. Who the heck is this guy coming out, putting, like, the punts left and right? We always have good punters here. Did you guys notice that?
He was amazing.
Yeah, Aaron Sipos. Yep. Sipos.
Yeah, whoever he is, he needs to keep doing what he's doing, man. I love it.
I love that because I had the same reaction. I'm like, whatever his name is, he just needs to keep doing whatever he's doing. Yes.
better opening act for their team. Vince Velasquez, 16 strikeouts, or Sipos's
Vinny V has 16 strikeouts?
Yeah.
Wow. No, not back in 2016.
Oh,
yes. Oh, yeah, not for the Padres.
Say, what?
No, not for the Padres.
It was against the Padres, but it was not. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Anyway, go ahead, Dom.
I'm getting a Sipos jersey instead of a Simmons jersey. Let's just put it there.
Yes.
But here's the thing.
Sipos.
This is what I'm focused on moving in for the 49ers game. okay? What I'm focused on is consistency, okay? I want to see some consistency on offense, right? Running the football. I want to see us getting outside the tackles a little bit more. What I noticed was with our line, as soon as we started running outside the tackles, it looked like we started springing Sanders a little bit more and kind of getting a little bit of those kind of short passes to Rager. And it started looking like Watkins in the beginning. Like, I feel like we should really start being consistent with that, and that should be like a bread and butter for this team. And then with the defenses, I feel like Jonathan Gannon is one of those guys that's going to be an amazing at adjustments, and that's something we haven't seen here, you know, with Schwartz in such a long time. And all of these unknowns with this team, it seems to me like we're starting to see what they're going to be like, at least from the first game. And that makes it check a lot of boxes on why I'm going to 10 to 11 wins, and we're winning this division. Let's go, Birds, baby. Let's go. Come on, Ike.
You tell him, Dom.
I hear you. I'll be there, Dom. Give me about another month. I may be there with you.
A month?
Yeah.
Month will do it.
Can I get through the stretch of Kansas City, Tampa, and Dallas,
no.
and all these teams?
Wait,
if they lose all three of those games, then what?
Wade and Chuck won't allow you to do that.
Oh, they'll wait. Yeah, they'll wait because they desperately want me on
they
that
do,
train.
Oh,
they need
do.
Me on that train. They want me to drive that train because no one drives a train like this conductor. No one does.
Because they told Jack on now or you're out.
Yeah.
And they said, Ike, all right, Ike.
Well, I mean, listen, they want a real football guy to be on the boat, bus, train. What is it? The Hertz thing? Is it?
Yeah, I think it's a Hertz train.
I'm like,
I think
yeah.
so.
Have they decided what it
the is? The Hertz hype yes. train is what
did
I call it.
Did you realize you just sound like Jack Nicholson on the stand in
yes,
A Few Good Men?
I did. I got into my character. Yes.
They need me on that wall.
Jay in West Philly wants you on the Hertz train, Ike.
Oh, there it is.
What's up, Jay?
Yeah, here it is. How you doing today, fellas?
What's up, Jay?
I'm good, man. I heard Ike say he's not sold on the franchise quarterback thing.
He's only played five games. I mean, how can we call him a franchise quarterback? He's played five games here.
And you know what I say every time somebody says it? I say when Wentz had his first five games, he started 3-0, had that big win against Pittsburgh. Everybody was on the train.
And how did that work out for us?
That's a good point. But we in a new we got to have the same type energy. We can't be like scoring out of a scoring relationship.
Sure we can. Sure we can. It's called being smarter.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you this. I got a couple hot takes for you.
Okay.
Just remember, Jay from West Philly told you it first.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts will live out his entire rookie contract with the Philadelphia Eagles, being the starting quarterback, unquestioned.
I hope he does.
That's my first take.
Okay.
Second take. He will win a couple division titles here and may even compete in the NFC Championship game or Super Bowl while being an Eagle.
I hope he
does.
He
got 10 years. I think we're going to get 10 years out of this guy.
I hope we do.
And last but not least, I think he will break a couple of your guy McNabb's franchise records. I'm not going to say he's going to be better than them or worse than them. Y'all had so much success in your time.
Yeah, breaking McNabb's franchise records, he already has a better receiving core than Donovan had the first 6 years of his career.
I agree 100%.
Okay, so it shouldn't be that hard to break. It's a passing league. How about he break Donovan McNabb's playoff win total record?
That'd
be tough.
Yeah, that's what. But Jay, that's what I want him to do. I want him to break that record.
I'm not going to sit here and be apprehensive because I believe in them, but I know it takes a lot to do that. Y'all were a really, really strong team in during that time period.
Mm-hmm.
One last thing I would just want to say before you guys let me go about the game. I think that we got a real good chance against San Francisco. I think that the quarterback situation makes it a winnable game for us.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're a strong team, but I think that pressure from that front four could really get the Garoppolo and get us a win.
Yep.
But the one problem I have, and speaking to the linebackers, Ike, I saw a lot of missed tackles from Eric Wilson. I wasn't trying to be careful, but I saw Eric Wilson and Avery. They were looking out of place, missing a lot of tackles.
Yeah.
If they do that against this guy, Mitchell and Kittle, we'll have a lot of big plays spring off on us. So I just need some tackles.
Against Debo. No, you're right. And you're talking about guys in San Francisco that are great after they have the football in their hands. I mean, Debo Samuel is very good running after the catch. We know what George Kittle can do after he gets the ball in his hand. So tackling is certainly a key. You got to be able to do that. Let me address this real quick with these Hurts people. They, you know, these Hurts people trying to pin me, trying to put me in a corner. Listen, listen, you Jalen Hurts people. And here's the funny thing. It's not even Jalen Hurts people. It's Wentz haters. That's all it is.
The big Jalen Hurts fans.
No, let me explain this. Yeah. You guys have decided to be pro Eagles now. Welcome to being Eagles fans. You don't need to convince me to be an Eagles fan. When I was a Wentz guy, you do realize he was the quarterback of the Eagles. So I was an Eagles guy then. I'm still an Eagles guy. You guys were anti the starting quarterback. That's your issue. All I was doing was defending our guy. Hurts is our quarterback. So he's my guy. Stop it with the other stuff. That's a you issue. That's not a me issue. That's a you issue. That's not a me issue. I've defended every quarterback for the Eagles except for Sam Bradford. Every last one of them. I'll be here defending Hurts when people turn on him. Mm. I'm pro-Eagle. That's never been in doubt. You guys were actually rooting against the quarterback to fail, not me. I don't do that. So quit trying to put me in your little argument box because you were anti-Wentz. And now you're pro-Eagle. You didn't realize being anti-Wentz made you anti-Eagle. See, I actually realized that. Me being anti-Hurts would make me anti-Eagles. And I'm not. So welcome back to being pro-Eagles. I welcome all the Hurts fans in.
There you go.
I had to get that off my chest there.
215-592-9494.
It's like they're trying to get me to be on board with
like you're the like
yeah,
you're
like
the
I was the, yeah, like I was the outsider or something.
You're the negative guy. Come on, Ike. Let's be positive.
I've just been positive the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just was positive with a guy people didn't like. He was still our quarterback at the time.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, so I'm still the same person.
215-592-9494. On the other side, we're going to start leading off. Phil's and Cubs is a 6 o'clock, 6:05 start. Yeah. Yeah, so we'll get to your phone calls coming up. Phillies and Cubs tonight, leading off coming up next. But Jack Fritz has something pretty cool going on tonight. Jack, what do you got?
Well, Miller Lite wants to give you the best seat in the house for this Sunday's game. Join me tonight at the Ram's Head Bar and Grill in Westchester at 7 p.m., where one lucky winner will win two club seats to Sunday's home opener, courtesy of Miller Lite. The Ram's Head features Miller Lite bucket specials and the best Miller Lite pitcher feature on game day. It all goes down tonight at the Ram's Head Bar and Grill in Westchester, my hometown. For your chance to win Eagles tickets for Sunday's game, it's Miller time. Celebrate responsibly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.